Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Score!
To Dan Wiederer and Ron Hughley for being our guests today on this post-championship Sunday, Monday, where we had one football game and kind of half maybe of another football game, kind of. Thank you to Ray Diaz, to Mike Rankin, to Brandon Fryer, to Connor O'Donnell as well. And now it is the actual Parkins and Spiegel doing an actual Parkins and Spiegel show, we presume. Hello.
Yeah, we haven't done it yet.
Right. I'm presuming. He might go on vacation in the middle of the show.
Certainly the Iron Man streak is back.
Let's go, baby.
We get him one segment. He's in Costa Rica now.
Correct. We are at one.
I'm doing a tour of Latin American right. destinations that enjoy baseball.
And of course, like the first thing that happens is Spiegs walks back into the studio and he's like, does anyone have a screwdriver? I gotta fix this microphone that I use.
Of course, such is the way. It's good to see you. I heard the promo for our show today, Danny jokingly asking the question, how many days can we be together? I have nothing on the books. I have not a single day off planned on the books. I have no sicknesses planned. I have no days off needed. Do you have anything on the books right now?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
That's how it works, folks.
Well, tentatively, we'll see how the world progresses in the next couple of weeks, but it's actually going to be pretty cool. I will be taking my nephew, Brad's son, to Syracuse to take him on a college tour.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uncle Danny taking to the play.
Super emotional, and so... Like, I think he wants warm weather, so I'm not sure.
I was going to say, like, is there any way to, like, you know, like, massage this?
I know. Well, but he's such a huge sports fan. So
in Miami?
When Syracuse was on the list, I was like, well, you know, it is basketball season, so we're going to Syracuse Duke.
Great.
So I got us like awesome seats at the Carrier Dome.
Wait, I remember when Duke was good at basketball.
It's unbelievable. We're going to go see a Syracuse Duke game. Neither one of them can sniff the rankings.
I thought it wasn't the Carrier Dome anymore.
Come on. It's the Sears Tower.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. I got it. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right.
By the way,
no problem.
Yeah.
Totally get it.
Good move by the Sears Tower to light up in Eagles green and white.
Right. Yeah. That was surprising.
As a veteran now of college visits with two kids.
So I'm taking that Friday off to make the flight.
Okay.
The hardest thing to do is to keep your mouth shut. The hardest thing, because it's so important.
Especially for you.
Right. Seriously,
yeah.
The most important thing is that they make
thoughts.
Their own decision.
Yeah.
And it's so hard. Like, it's, you know, I will, if asked,
yeah.
What did you think of this? I will say, it was so hard. People are like, well, except University of Richmond, which is run by aliens, and I couldn't get out of there fast enough. Oh my God. At one point, I looked at him like, we got to get out of here. This place it was just me. You're just like creepy as hell. Something's wrong here. And then even Beth said something. Beth is like, she's like, what's going on? Like, let's just go get lunch.
Was it like to Confederate-y or?
You feel like you're in a horror movie.
Oh, wow.
You feel like you're in a horror movie. Like, things were too, like, here's our lovely lake. And you go over, all and right. if you get the closer you get to the lake, you realize it's all dirty. And then there's this one guy who's like the gave them all their money. It's like E. Pluribus Johnson or something. And there's a statue
sure
of him.
It's a Jefferson.
And the statue's weird. And the tour guide was like, everything. It was just, there's something going on there.
Right, that's how I felt when I went to Morgantown. I'll never go back.
West Virginia?
I was like, oh, like you just kind of like feel cold. And
were
like
you there for a DePaul game, sporting event?
Yeah, DePaul was playing West Virginia, and me and Zach looked at each other, and we were like, and he's like, yep. He's like, we got to get the hell out of here.
Morgantown.
So a Jewish broadcaster and a black broadcaster go to Morgantown. Funny story.
And it's like, I love Pittsburgh, and you're only 45 minutes away from Pittsburgh and Morgantown, they might as well be two countries.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Lawrence, Kansas, lovely. 45 minutes west of Lawrence, Kansas, a hellhole. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and look,
middle of Kansas.
There's a lot of big sports stuff that has gone on here, okay? I've been gone for a while.
What do you got on the notepad?
Well, you know, there's a lot going on. I know there were football games yesterday that I noticed briefly. How's that White Sox professional scouting department doing?
Oh, yeah. Spiegs, we are.
We quoted you.
We quoted you.
That dude, Clevenger, is a bad guy, was the text that I'd gotten from several different people along the way.
You had it.
But all I could talk about was the COVID part because I didn't know concrete details on the other stuff because I'm not a professional baseball scout.
Right.
I am not dug further than everything that was being said
or
obliquely.
Professional baseball organization who could then hire someone to track down on an investment this big.
Yeah, man. Like they've rebuilt certain parts of that organization and modernized certain parts, but pro scouting needs some help still, apparently.
I mean, you really just have to do a background.
And he's still a member of the White Sox in good standing, as far as we know. No one said boo. No one said anything about what their intentions may be. And are they going to
be 2 weeks away, Dan?
I keep asking the question, where is he? Mm. Is he at the facility right now?
I would bet money that he's at Camelback Ranch.
Yeah, I think they're probably...
We should be able to find that out.
They're probably
right?
going to try and survive this, right? Probably try and survive it and get away with it. $12 million?
No.
No.
He won't pitch. He won't pitch.
I think they're going to wait. They're hoping that Major League Baseball does something quickly with this, and then they can be like, yes, we agree with Major League Baseball. Right. Now we're going to try to recoup this $12 million.
So for Bauer and the Dodgers, it was what, like $60 million for the 2 years that were left?
But it also took some time. $22 million, right? Wasn't that the number, $22
million? I remember he signed the 2 year with an option. That's what it was.
Well, they ended up giving him, like after the suspension, like the balance due, I think, was $22
so
million.
So whatever amount it was to Bauer that would hurt the Dodgers takes a lot less to hurt the White Sox and change the calculus.
I keep saying that they're going to try and recoup that money. Hmm. They're not going to give that money up without a fight.
Well, and I mean the
you know how many second round NBA draft picks that is? You know?
Yeah, it's about almost three. I guess with inflation is I'm not good at math. But you also you could make the argument you don't want to give $12 million to a bad guy.
I think that's an excellent argument.
You know, so it's like, but you also get the picture of him in the White Sox hat. Mm-hmm. You know, and so that costs you something. And so then there's some sort of equation with like your marketing department and your president and your owner, and you got to like come, what does this cost us in like fan equity, and how do we quantify
or
that?
Or you don't bother with any of that, and someone in the organization says, we don't want him anymore for obvious reasons.
But then he gets $12 million.
Where would he rank on the list of worst people to wear a White Sox hat? Because
that. Actual terrorists?
<That's right. laughs> Genuine terrorists, gangsters.
Yes.
And then, of course, some gangster rappers who were like probably very nice people just trying to appropriate the
strong, strong men in various countries leading municipalities.
There was a guy on one of the like ISIS
mayors
jeeps.
Of suburban cities.
Yes,
really?
Yes, because for a while we were collecting just random
terrible people wearing White Sox hats.
So you're saying if I Google White Sox hat ISIS, Something's coming up. Yeah, is that what you're saying?
It was a crowd shot.
I just want to be clear. They're mad enough at me already. I just want to be clear that you're telling me that I can Google
that. We had
that.
A whole thing. We had a running list of socks.
Clevenger doesn't make the top 10 of worst humans to wear a White Sox hat. Well, maybe.
Well,
has Bobby Hull ever worn one?
I got a White Sox hat.
Well, we got
clear.
We got into talking about that, Speaks, how stuff like this continues to kind of happen, and you go, you thought maybe you learned from, I don't know, the Dave Wilder stuff or the Omar Vizquel stuff or the Wes Helms stuff.
Oh, yeah, they've had a lot, haven't they?
Yeah, there's been a lot of things.
There's a big pile of that.
That you'd think that the background check would be a lot higher priority for you than... Than it was. But then luckily, while you were gone.
Yes, sir.
Because the three of us were sitting here going, because there's a story that popped in the Sun Times, and the three of us are sitting here going, wait, Benetti and Stone might not be back?
And then an hour later?
Luckily, that report seemed to be wrong, but we were sitting here like, wait, what? You can't let that happen, too.
You know, there are a few things that I listened to make sure that I caught up, and one of them was you and Jason Benetti, Danny. And
oh,
it was
great.
Terrific interview.
Oh, it was just so good because obviously you're friends and the bond is there. But as always, Jason's willingness to share the humanity behind his drive and what he does is just so helpful. To a lot of people. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, we all know him. We're all friendly with him. Obviously, you know, him and I get together sometimes. We're friends. We've known each other for a long time. You could see why he might not be like the easiest person to negotiate a contract with. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
because he's smart and a lawyer.
And a lawyer, and incredibly talented.
And has super thick skin because he's had to his whole life.
And in demand, right?
It's not like he doesn't have some place to go.
He's got
I got no place to go.
You don't have him over Jim Hendry's barrel in this.
Yeah. Like, so you could just listening to like what he could say and then like slightly reading between the lines with what he wouldn't say. I was thinking about it and be like, oh yeah, you would be a nightmare to negotiate a contract with, buddy. Like, and I say that with like all love and respect.
How about no?
What about no?
Jim Hendry's barrel is one of my favorite like score conversational creations and basically a lifetime spent like doing them as we have. Because it was, who was it who had him over Jim Hendry's barrel? Who had Jim Hendry over a barrel? I think, was it Alfonso Soriano?
Yes, it was Alfonso Soriano.
So the idea that he had Jim Hendry over
Milton Bradley,
too. Might have been Milton Bradley.
But then he had his own barrel, and I guess I got to be put over the barrel again. And he would willingly come rolling down the hall on his barrel into the negotiation.
There were footholds on the barrel for comfort. He had built in a few things on the barrel because he knew he was going to be on it so
here
often.
Here we go again.
And now... Jim Hendry hasn't been a part of the organization for 15 years, 20 years, whatever we are. Yep. But the barrel is still there.
It still remains.
Gets passed around to different front offices all over town as needed. Sure. Hey, could I come by and pick up the barrel?
Oh, I'm using it right now.
That's incredible.
Oh, God.
Lawrence, I loved your compromise on the third quarterback thing. Playoff only. The game was ridiculous. I felt cheated as a viewer.
Absolutely.
And I don't think that rule solves it because it was also already the third and fourth quarterback that the Niners employed. So it's not like if there was a fifth quarterback who could have been elevated, they were winning that game. But at least they would have
thrown the ball.
Yeah, not been handing off on third and 14 down 21.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I felt like, honestly, they should have just, if that was what they should
tap out.
They should have met at midfield and,
you guys got
and
it.
Conceded the game. Or Kyle Shanahan, who on Friday I was like, hey, would you trade the number one pick for him? I probably wouldn't, but I'd be interested, had start to finish the worst game I've ever seen him coach.
Oh, his composure was awful. His body language,
he was totally shook,
everything.
Because he knew he was toast.
And I think it all started with knowing how much he messed up the Devontae Smith fourth down catch 4 minutes into the game. Like,
that sent him on a path of
spiral. The only way the Niners could win that game was they had to play to their script. You had to play from in front. You had to be able to run the ball. You have to not fall behind, so Purdy has to pass you back into the game.
Your defense probably has to make a play of some sort.
And their defense was awesome in the first half.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, and Dan and I were talking about it a little bit. I felt like whatever happened to Bosa also played a role in this. Because he was out there, but he kind of wasn't out there.
It was the worst start to a game you could possibly have scripted. They got a fourth down stop. Didn't challenge it. Two plays later, they score a touchdown. So that's a 7-point mistake. Then you get the ball back. Your dude fumbles on a sack, but it's ruled an incomplete pass. Their coach correctly challenges it. So now in your mind, you're like, oh my God, this guy has stolen a possession for his team, and I've cost my team 7 points. Your defense goes right back on the field. And the defensive player of the year gets hurt.
Yeah. So to recap for anyone who missed it, the third quarterback designation means he's inactive on game day, but if your first two quarterbacks get hurt, he can come in. And this you would put it back in for the playoffs and not the regular season, which is exactly what happened with the overtime rule from last year.
That's what I'm saying.
When we all felt completely gypped by that overtime rule being the farce that it is, in my opinion. I've always hated that.
Yeah, I didn't
both
hate
teams,
the rule.
I've always hated that both teams don't get a possession.
The rule, but if you're gonna react that way to this, why not react to that? And to me, this can all be solved with about $2 million. And probably less than that. Like, my math is probably bad. 14 teams. And, you know, you're paying each round a little bit more to have an active person get a full playoff share or whatever. It can be solved. And it just seemed like it wasn't going to win the 49ers a game to have their fifth quarterback of the season, although that's not ideal for anyone. But it was going to give them a chance instead of, you got Brock Purdy out there. He can't even protect himself.
Yeah, you know, what's fascinating is, like, it's kind of a very standard NFL conversation we've had for decades, but the Niners, especially this year, have been the most emblematic example of, is it system and weaponry on one hand or quarterback on the other? And there we had, if it was Josh Johnson that whole game, like, system and coach and weaponry still being there, I would have loved to have seen if they had found a way to stay in the game. I think they might have.
Yeah. I would have loved it too, but part of the reason that I think that they should reevaluate the third emergency quarterback thing is because of how careful we're being now with head injuries, and that's a good thing. Like, Josh Johnson being out of the game yesterday and just
His arms popped up. He had some fencing response.
The fencing response, and because of that, because of what we saw happen with Tua this year, you should have that position in particular be bolstered. I'm also for expanding the rosters to 53 for the playoffs as well. And I don't know, I don't think ownership would go with that. So I'm saying that's why I'm going with 46 plus one instead of the old rule, which was 45 plus one.
Yeah, owners wouldn't go for that. Money's tight, as you know.
Yeah, they're not making any money in the NFL.
Salary cap went up by $16 million.
Yeah, I was disappointed that I was cheated out of Brock Purdy comeuppance. I was hoping for NFL truth to assert itself.
Oh man.
I was rooting for
the
it to
kid
be like,
is
all
good.
Right. I wanted this to be like, all right, enough of this crap.
You know what I just wanted to see it, man. That game was tied 7-7 after the Purdy injury. Mid second quarter, that game's tied 7-7. The Niners are awesome.
Right.
They're an awesome team.
They went on a touchdown drive with Johnson.
And Christian McCaffrey bulldozed people. Jeez,
that
and, like,
run was amazing.
Unbelievable. Yeah, but like at over 60 minutes of not being able to throw or catch a snap. Yeah. Like, I called for the Wildcat before Josh Johnson got the concussion because he kept bobbling the snap. I was like, well, this guy
He's bad.
Well, yeah, and he's 40.
13 teams. Edwin Jackson was out there.
With the Niners three times or
Todd
four times?
Zeal was
three
out
times.
There.
Three times with the Niners, twice in the USFL, once in the XFL, like 13 different teams. And the guy was terrified.
He was a DH for the Twins briefly. I'm sorry, that's Matt Stairs. I was confusing it.
But he couldn't handle the snap. I was like, well, you should do something about this, Kyle. Like something should happen or someone else. And maybe McCaffrey doesn't know everything, but like Debo should.
Right.
Like there was nothing.
Juszczyk should.
There was nothing. It was, oh man.
McCaffrey
can
throw too. He threw a touchdown pass this year.
So. Yeah. My thing was, I can imagine that for McCaffrey, that's a big ask. I've been here 2 months. I can't run your offense. Fine. Juszczyk, Debo, you guys actually can.
And even if it was just some version of a zone read,
yes,
between the two,
if it's just
zone
RPOs,
read left, zone, yes, read right,
Debo and McCaffrey.
Just, yeah.
I think you're right.
Like
Shanahan,
that's a,
it fell it's apart. A much better choice than a guy who has to gingerly walk back and hand the ball off and then immediately run away from the play. You're playing 10 on 11. Yeah. That's what they did. They played 10 on 11 for a big portion of the second half.
Shane, put,
you can't
do
that.
Put Kyle Shanahan on the list. Danny says that the Bears should trade the number one pick for Kyle Shanahan.
I didn't say they should trade.
Or you say they should possibly. They gave it some validity.
I'd be interested.
And then he has the worst game of his NFL coaching career.
Oh, that's a good mush.
That's a solid mush right there.
Well, that's why my guy Carrington came on the morning show and just started talking about my powers. And then Mully was interested in talking about the mush. And then, you know.
Were you and Owen betting on the monster
then
trucks?
You should have just and told them, hey, what about your tires?
Yeah. Oh, trust me. I got plenty. Carrington will bring all that noise to everyone else. He knows I have the goods on him.
I just wondered, like, were you
he
saying,
bought
like,
toilet paper from a neighbor. I go deep. Okay.
So, but if people weren't on Twitter, they didn't see that Danny Parkins was at Now Arena with his 3-year-old son watching. I don't even. That's beyond monster trucks.
It was the Hot Wheels glow party monster truck.
Was
whatever.
Gravedigger there?
There were
like a Tyrannosaurus. There's
got
to
be there, or else you know.
Yeah, there. I don't remember all of the names.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot was not there. Bigfoot was talked about. These people knew so much about these monster trucks.
Well, you were at like a minor league monster truck event.
It was not the majors.
No, I did not go to monster
was not there.
The equivalent of going to see the Schaumburg Boomers play. It's still very fun, and you see the aspect of what monster trucks is.
And you get Boomer.
Yeah,
it's a great mascot.
When you take Owen to Monster Jam,
which we're gonna do, he doesn't know it yet, but they're coming. He loved it so much, and I was so proud of him. Because I really did think it was going to maybe be too much for him and we were going to get out of there early or he would cry or we'd have to like walk the concourse and like watch it from afar. But we were down there in the second row with the headphones that we had given him as a Christmas present. It's like, and you were going to go see monster trucks in a month. And he was so excited and then he was a little timid, but then he was so into it and he was jumping up and down and pointing things out. I was like, I'm so proud of you. And then a guy DM'd me and said, well, you know, the real thing, Monster Jam, where it's on dirt, is coming to Rosemont. You got to come out. And I was like, oh. Doing it again.
I love that.
It was he just kept being like, they're crushing the cars.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they are.
You better believe they are.
He couldn't believe they were crushing the cars.
So did he souvenir? Did he get like a big?
I let him pick out a monster truck.
Okay,
of course.
Good.
Yeah, he picked one at the concession on the way out.
Good.
Whatever he wanted. Yeah, but Monster Jam. And then I was with Shane yesterday and with Tanny. But Shane has been to Monster Jam his whole life, and he was telling me that I wasn't at the real thing. I'm like, I don't know, man. It was loud as hell.
It's
still real to me, damn it.
It cost over $100, and it was loud as hell. So it seemed like it was a good time.
Yeah, they all had a big hang yesterday without me. I have FOMO, so I have questions. I'm
Where'd
find
you guys
out.
Go?
They hung out at Shane's house. Shane hosted.
With Willie?
Yeah, there was Willie. There was cooking. There was all kinds of stuff. I got questions. We'll do that at some point.
Yes, we will do that.
So you're back and then right into the dysfunction. Like just...
Leaning into
just right in.
Hey,
all
man.
Right.
Yeah. Be who you are, baby.
Not everyone Fair can enough. Be invited. I only have so many seats.
He was invited.
Don't start with Shane those leaning vibes. Into the dysfunction.
Yeah, and Shane, I'm going to need your help. We're dog sitting all week.
I'll take it.
And Beth's out of town. So basically.
No, Dan likes
you're
this.
Dog like, sitting.
You dog likes this. Yeah. He needs it.
This is a great neighbor's dog.
What kind of dog?
We don't know.
It's a great neighbor or a
no,
great
the,
dog?
No, the dog. The dog is just, she's fabulous.
How's the neighbor?
Neighbor's fine.
So what are not good dogs? dog fans.
So what's the question?
I don't know. I'm not.
Want advice?
You've done this before.
I haven't done all the walks and all.
Don't
the
do the peanut butter thing.
No, it's
don't
like do that it, thing. There's salmon oil for the morning feeding on the food, but not the after. There's a very specific measurement of the food.
Oh, yeah. It's overdoing it.
Bougie. There's so a medicine. Much. No, medicine
they
night
just don't want Dan to kill their dog.
Well, no White Sox baseball.
Oh, that's true.
Right? That's the only thing about raising a dog that I know, no White Sox baseball. Because that'll just kill the damn thing immediately. Just drop dead. So we won't be exposing any baseball talk.
So the four of us are hanging out today on the show. We might have some guests pop in. Probably not. We'll see. But we have so much to get to, so much to catch up on. We just wanted to have the four of us back together and hanging out and going through Championship Sunday and the whole thing.
Yay.
That's the show. Tanny's Open kicks us off. Good to see you, gentlemen, as always. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Thank you. Take it easy, man.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.